Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Werfel, first of all, thank you. Thank you for your willingness to serve our country in this critically important position. There's an easier way to make a living, so thank you for being willing to take on this challenge. I also want to acknowledge that I believe your strongest assets in the IRS are your workforce. I know many of the individuals who have really are very talented. They've gone through struggles with lack of resources, and I just urge you to invest in good people, continue to invest in good people, and do everything we can to increase the morale within the workforce. The work that they're doing is critically important to our country. I agree with you on your commitment to be a rule follower. We're the ones who pass the laws. Then they're interpreted. And yes, there is confusion in the way that people comply with our tax code. And historically, we've had a high compliance because it's been voluntary compliance. Everyone believes they're being treated fairly under our system, but that's no longer the case. And yes, when you look at following the rules, if you're a higher income taxpayer or a more complicated taxpayer, you have a lot of professional help for you to interpret the rules as most favorably as they can to your advantage. And when you don't have audits, and you don't have an aggressive way to have a uniform interpretation of those rules, you run into the tax gaps that we have today. And so I agree with my colleagues that we want everyone to comply with the rules. It's not an income limit here on complying with the rules. We know that those of the higher incomes have found ways to bend those rules, and that has to end. And that's one of the reasons why in passing the Inflation Reduction Act, the resources were made available so we can close that gap and have a better confidence among the American taxpayers that they're being treated fairly. I just want to underscore that point. I know I had a chance to talk to you about that, and I'm convinced you understand that. Everyone needs to comply with the rules, but we have to make sure that that everyone understands the rules through the audit process. So I just encourage you to do that. I want to raise an issue that's been raised by several of my colleagues, and that's small businesses. I chair the Small Business Committee. It's one of the major areas of concern that are raised by small businesses around this country, the challenges within our tax system. I think we in Congress have to take responsibility for that because we're the ones who developed the rules. But we need your help in how we can develop the rules and apply the rules to help small business owners who don't have the same capacity to deal with the tax code that larger companies have. So I'd just like to know your vision on how we can work together to make the tax code more understandable and fairer for small businesses, which are the growth engines of our economy.